A couple of days ago, our resident musician, David Waz, had a little epiphany. He was visiting his partner, Don Waz, who was mastering a record. Now, what, you may ask, does mastering a record mean? Here's David.
Mastering a record is the last stage of a production. When you create a running order, make sure all the tracks are at the same volume, and do a little sweetening here and there, boosting the treble or bass, adding a little compression. All in all, a last quality control stop before the recording is released on CD. The only problem is, the CD-buying audience is becoming an endangered species. One media research firm, Ender's Analysis, predicts that by 2009, overall music sales will be about half the level they were in 1997 when the industry chalked up $45 billion. The compact disc seems so cute and truly compact back when it was introduced to Americans in 1983. But now it's a spatial encumbrance compared to the 6 megs or so that a song takes up on your hard disk. Forget compact, that's virtually invisible. But small is not always beautiful, especially when it comes to sonic fidelity, and that's where my epiphany comes in. As we were leaving the mastering lab, Don turned to me, extolled the virtues of the joint, then lamented that businesses like it would probably not survive the download revolution. Why bother sweetening and perfecting something that nobody will actually ever perceive, he asked. Given the compression of frequencies necessary to make a file small enough for download and storage, there's no need to even bother mixing records for that dwindling minority that actually cares how the music sounds. But the difference in quality is comparable to an old recording of Fats Waller versus a crisp tune from the Beatles' Abbey Road. Mind you, Apple and EMI recently announced that they would offer non-copyright protected songs with better sound quality for those persnickety listeners with an extra 30 cents per track to spend. Not only that, buyers could do with the file what they would rather than be hamstrung by the so-called DRM technology that allows you to play tunes only on certain players. A quick look at some Apple chat boards finds bloggers saying they'd start buying more music if it were offered at the premium 256 kilobytes per second rate. When the truth is found, I must admit, I myself am nostalgic for the days when all we 60s teenagers talked about was amplifiers and turntables, even tone arms and phono cartridges, all in an effort to catch tonal and dynamic nuances we knew the artists and producers were building in to blow our little minds like Jefferson Airplane or Jimi Hendrix. Nowadays, the music is recorded on computers to begin with, mixed there as well, and either mastered or not, with an ear toward eventual downloads. But in a culture that values drive-through convenience over quality, acronyms over fully spelled words, and reality TV instead of textured drama, is it any wonder that we listen to McMusic as well? Hey, can I get mine supersized?
David Waz and his partner Don are the musical duo known as Waz Not Waz.